I hope you are having an amazing day, but if you're not, I promise you, it's gonna get better after this. Thank you for joining us because we have been walking through a crazy series called Crazier Faith. See, I don't want you to miss 1 minute of this series because it has the opportunity and possibility to transform your entire life. So if you're ready to experience a faith walk you'll never, ever forget, stay with me for today's message.
The backside of the blessing always comes with three things you have to watch out for. It tries to give you an opportunity to walk away from God and to establish independence, identity, and entitlement. Whenever God blesses you and does amazing things, what ends up happening is you have an opportunity to walk away from God and declare your independence, to find your identity, and to walk in entitlement. Let me break it down just a little more. Your independence from God is always an option after God uses you beyond what you deserve. Every day I get up here and minister to you, I can go to Instagram afterwards and get filled with people saying how amazing I am that would give me the opportunity to declare my independence from God. Y'all did do good on that sermon. Those analogies, what, did you see the farmer and the, that boy, he killed that. Every Sunday, when I get off this stage and before anybody in the room knows, I don't care what I have on, I get on my hands and my knees. And I ask God in humility, Father, if you would, just one more time, use this broken shell of a man that is me. And would you speak through me and take all of my ignorance and all of my know-how, and would you form it together somehow? God, I'm dependent on you. If you used to watch back in the day, I would say tag team back again. Holy Spirit, I need you to do this with me. I am completely dependent on God. And when God blesses you, you get an opportunity to be independent. And some of y'all, God's done it, and he don't hear from you until you need him to do it again. This is the backside of the blessing. It doesn't just come with independence from God. Then you start trying to find your identity in the blessing. I can't tell you how many times people have now gotten a car or a home or a corner office, and now they are, oh, can I be real? Or they become a pastor. And now their identity is in not who in from who called them. Their identity is in what they do. The reason I respect Bishop McIntosh so much is because while he was still able to walk in the office of pastor, his identity was only found in Christ. So what he had been doing for 16 plus years, he was able to hand to somebody else and walk away from. Why? Because his identity was not in the title. Uh-oh. Some of y'all's identity is in title, wife. Who are you if you're not a wife? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Who are you if you're not a husband? Who are you if you're not a CEO? Who are you if you're not an athlete? Who are you if you're not? And the biggest plague on the world today is that when God blesses us, then somehow we attach our identity to it. I'm a musician. I'm a fashion designer. I'm an author. God said, you're my child. And before you were any of that, and after you're all of that, you'll still be my child. And the reason why people cannot walk away from what has been successful is because the backside of the blessing has been that they have formed their identity in the thing that God blessed them with. I tell our team all the time, I don't know how long I'm gonna do this. I know it's cracking right now. But if the Holy Spirit tell me 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, Mike, start over and go be a plumber. I'm gonna do it with all my might, cracking everything. I'm gonna pull it out. I'm gonna do it. Why do plumbers, they don't feel that? Okay, anyway. It's just almost like comes with the job. Like, any plumbers out there, DM me. Why could I walk away and be a plumber? It's because my identity is not in the platform or the position. My identity is in a person. And his name is, somebody shout at me, Jesus. So you cannot declare your independence from God, and you cannot find your identity in the blessing. See, because then this last one takes over a lot of people. If you do not watch yourself, you will be bamboozled by the blessing, because then you start walking in entitlement because of the blessing. I deserve that. It's about time they recognize who I am. If God didn't do it now, I promise you he was going to do it somewhere else. The exact opposite of gratefulness, thankfulness, like, and there are so many people acting like God owes them something. Past the breath that you took to get up this morning. That was grace and mercy, and it's new what? Every morning. Everything after that is his favor and his kindness and his goodness and his grace on our life. See, nobody wants to talk about this. You think you deserve a new house? Huh? You deserve to be in leadership. Hold up, what? It is a blessing and a privilege. But that spirit of entitlement comes in. And see, this equation that I just gave you, you didn't know it was an equation, but I want to put it in an equation for you. If you have independence plus identity found in the blessing plus entitlement found out of the blessing, it equals the same thing every time. It's one big word that the Lord hates: pride. This is the problem with the backside of the blessing. When God does it, you have an opportunity to walk in pride. And this is what stops Charles' unusual acceleration faster than anything else. When God starts doing it, start feeling entitled. Attach your identity to it. Stop praying and acknowledging God in all your ways so he can direct your path. Be independent. And what creeps into your life is pride. Put that big pride up there. What is right in the middle of the P-R and the D-E? I. When I takes over, you are about to be shut down from heaven. And I've watched it over and over, Amberly. I've watched it, ministry rise and ministry fall, business rise and business fall, first marriage, second marriage, third marriage, fourth marriage, because of pride. Now, I know nobody talks about this no more because your graphic was dope, but we don't have to use it. It was a privilege that God put you in a position to use the skill of your hand, and it actually blessed somebody. But you think it's all of that, and now you don't have to do it on time and put it on the deadline. Oh, I'm talking to a couple of people right now. Because you that dope, you're walking in pride. I've been married for 5 years. I don't need no marriage counseling. What they gonna tell me? How they know what I'm going through and I'm doing this? And you won't even sit down with the person you committed your entire life to become better or for worse, in sickness and in health, in the good and in the bad. And you won't even listen to somebody who has way more training than you. The only reason you won't sit down is because of pride. The reason you've been in that church for 15 years and ain't picked up nothing, won't open the door. You're so entitled at that church that you think that you should be praised for coming. We don't care if you come. I'm gonna say what your pastor should say to you. I don't care. After COVID, I'm a little ignorant. I don't care if you come. As long as he comes, it don't matter who else show up. But you are shutting down the blessing of your own life because of pride. And when you make the blessing that God has given you the thing that you have independence from him for, you find your identity in the blessing, and you feel entitled to the blessing, what you form is an idol. Some of y'all live in the thing you worship. Oh, that's nasty. Some of y'all drove to work this week the thing that gets more of your worship. Here's my worship. all of my worship. Receive my worship. All of my worship. You give more time to that steel, rubber, and metal. You have a house for it. You built a garage. You built an altar for it. And God's saying to you, you should have no other God. I ain't got no other gods. If you worship it more than you worship God, if you express your love to it more than you express it to God, some of your Bibles are so dusty, you could get a disease just by opening it. But Instagram is nice and lubricated. Facebook is part of your daily foundation. And God is saying, I need you to kill the idols because it has you walking in pride. And it has you stopping me from blessing you.
Pastor Mike wants to know, are you living a crazy life? A crazy life of faith? If you're not, it's time to get crazy faith. In Pastor Mike Todd's brand new series, Crazier Faith Volume 3, Pastor Mike reveals it's our job as Christians to have faith and believe God. It's God's job to show up. With this series on faith and favor, you'll learn the difference between walking in faith and walking in fantasy. In this straightforward conversation, Pastor Mike explains crazy faith glorifies God, produces fruits of the Spirit, and is all about serving the needs of others. Inside this three-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches that crazy faith is about desiring God's will for your life and not just fulfilling your own desires. A life of faith, not just about the new car, new house, new TV. A life of crazy faith is about fixing your eyes on Jesus and trusting that he will take care of you no matter what. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series Crazier Faith Volume 3, you'll see God do a work in your relationships, your purpose, and your passions as you develop a heart of crazy faith. Don't miss this special offer. Get Crazier Faith Volume 3 for your gift of $20 or more. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go to tbn.org/crazier3 to order. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go online right now.
The enemy has not changed the tactic since the garden. Adam and Eve in paradise with God, it's only three of them. Like, you can't mess this up. What are we talking about? Every tree except one? Like, come on. Just eat everything else. But what did the enemy come to suggest? Independence from God. Isn't that what he said? No, he don't. God, he always talking. Your identity should be in knowing the difference between good and evil. Eat this blessing and your identity will change. And matter of fact, why would God say entitlement? Why would he say you could eat from every other tree and not this one? Pride came in. And why did Adam and Eve get kicked out of Eden? Pride. Why did Satan get kicked out of heaven? All he's doing is putting a copy and paste on your life based on what happened in his life. Why would we get kicked out of a season of unusual acceleration? Pride. It's here. It's coming. The next few days, weeks, years, God is about to blow our mind. How long we stay in this season is dependent on how humble we can be while God continues to open up the windows and pour out a blessing we don't have room enough to receive. James 4:6. This is why pride is so ghetto. God opposes the proud. I'm holy. Like, I can't even, like, I love you, but that, like, it's literally repellent for God. Walk in pride, walk away from God. Think that you're all of that. God says, be it. Have it. Do it. I'll be over here until I smell humility. Humility has an aroma. Have you ever met somebody and they ain't even said nothing to you, but you can tell the type of person they are? Humility leaves. It leaves a fragrance. And God said, oh, I smell pride. Can't do it. He opposes the proud, but he shows favor to the what? Humble. Okay. Pride will get you kicked out of paradise. Wherever you think God is taking you, if you start walking in pride, I'm just trying to help somebody not lose the thing that God is bringing into your life. It's bamboo season. Don't be bamboozled by the blessing. It's bamboo season. Don't get tricked when it actually happens. Somebody be like, it's only crazy till it happens. This is too. I've seen people be on top and then they asking for $5. Why? Because it was crazy that God did it. And it was crazy that he took it away. Why? Because pride crept in. This is why we have to tear down every idol. And this is why that what you worship is more important than anything else in your life. Why? This is, I say it to my wife all the time. Never worship a noun. Never worship a person, a place, or a thing. Don't ever worship a, never worship a noun. When people try to be like, Pastor Mike, you are this and you are that. I tell people, to God be the glory. And some of my friends, they be like, you just always be saying this churchy answer. I said, no. That's not a churchy answer for me. For me, that's the thing that keeps me humble. Because people, situations, other dynamics will have you confused about who you really are. I know me. It is only the grace of God that I'm standing up here and all y'all don't be sending me messages in jail. Y'all laughing. I'm serious. It is the grace of God. And see, some of y'all are so bougie. It's like, oh my God, Pastor Mike. But if we opened up your nasty life and really saw what you thought and what you texted and deleted, it was in your heart. It came out. But if we really saw what you look at, never mind. But how do we stay in this place? We have to stay. Everybody shout at me, humble. Humble. Sit down. Was that Prophet Kendrick Lamar? He says a word in there that's not good, but the message is very potent. Can I give you the secret of how to combat pride? I told y'all this is the most important message in the series, because whatever you're believing God for in crazy faith can be gone in a moment because of pride. All that God has done at Transformation Church B, from the time we was at 15, 19, believing God to hire two people, to they just told me that I think we have a staff of over 100 and what is it now? 27? 107 people on staff. This time last year, it was half that. How do we go from that? And God said, there's a lot of factors, but the one thing that I keep opening up the heart to see is if there's still humility in there. And humility is not based on who you're talking to. Humility is what you think and you feel when nobody's there and what you think and you feel when everybody's there. God is looking for a church and a people that will be humble enough to be blessed over and over and over again. And this is how we keep pride out. How do you combat pride? With humility. How do you stay humble? Here's the secret. Through service. Who are you serving? Not who's serving you, because that's the Western's world of success. We look at success as how many people are serving me? The kingdom looks at the exact opposite. How many people are you serving? And some of you, by world standards, would be at the top of the list. And God's going to say, get away from me. I ain't even know you. Because you called my name, but never had my posture. You called my name, you shouted and you did all this, but you never had the posture to serve nobody. You were too big to get low. I don't know, I might have called the message "Drop It Low." Somebody needs to hear me say this. You have six figures, but who have you served? You prayed for the private practice, but now you won't practice what you preach. You'll tell other people to do it, but you never do. When the last time you handed somebody money they didn't earn from you? Who are you serving? And I made a decision a long time ago that whenever I show up, I'm going to show up serving. Somebody say, show up, serving. When you go to the birthday party, show up serving. When you go to your kid's school, show up. What can I do? How can I help? Do you need any help, Miss Johnson? Do you need anything? And some of y'all be, you better treat my kid right. Your kid bad. We all know that. Have you showed up serving? When I walk into something that is made for me, people who are on my team will tell you, they be trying to pick up stuff and do stuff. I'm like, let me carry my own bag. Matter of fact, give me your bag. Because I have to keep myself in a position. Y'all don't hear me. Some of y'all not prepared for the blessing, but this is for the people who are about to go to a whole nother level of unusual acceleration. I'm trying to tell you how to keep it going. Put yourself in a position to serve. And this ain't sexy. This is serving. This ain't sexy. This means your hands gonna get dirty. This means that you're gonna have to do things that may mess up your outfit. This means that somebody who's not as old as you. I know for the OGs, this means a lot. Well, what they gonna tell me? They ain't never been through nothing. Okay. But if God put them in position, you do everything you do as unto the Lord. So you've been messing up your season of unusual acceleration because you looked at age instead of anointing. I might be 34 years old, but I'm anointed to be people's pastor. If you look at my age and not my qualification, you will miss the thing that God wants to do in you because of pride. I'm not just a cereal sower. I'm a cereal server. When I come in, I'm not just planting seeds. I'm a serve somebody in the midst of it.
Pastor Mike wants to know, are you living a crazy life? A crazy life of faith? If you're not, it's time to get crazy faith. In Pastor Mike Todd's brand new series, Crazier Faith Volume 3, Pastor Mike reveals it's our job as Christians to have faith and believe God. It's God's job to show up. With this series on faith and favor, you'll learn the difference between walking in faith and walking in fantasy. In this straightforward conversation, Pastor Mike explains crazy faith glorifies God, produces fruits of the Spirit, and is all about serving the needs of others. Inside this three-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches that crazy faith is about desiring God's will for your life and not just fulfilling your own desires. A life of faith, not just about the new car, new house, new TV. A life of crazy faith is about fixing your eyes on Jesus and trusting that He will take care of you no matter what. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series Crazier Faith Volume 3, you'll see God do a work in your relationships, your purpose, and your passions as you develop a heart of crazy faith. Don't miss this special offer. Get Crazier Faith Volume 3 for your gift of $20 or more. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go to tbn.org/crazier3 to order. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go online right now.
Friends, I am so excited and honored that you would join us on this journey of crazier faith. See, God wants all of us walking in world-impacting faith as we let Him grow us in faith. And I want everybody to understand that that's okay. You go from faith to faith. You don't have to have it all on day one. But as your faith grows by hearing, it changes what you can believe God for. That's why we say around Transformation Church, it's about progression, not perfection. And I believe that many of you, as you've been joining us every day for this series, are growing in your faith. Let the seed sown develop into crazy faith. And I'm telling you, you will change the entire world. I cannot wait for us to join back together. We're a family. So tell everybody, this is the time where we grow in our faith, and we're going to continue this series next time. Until then, go out and live a transformed life. I will.